getting ready for a divisional opponent on the road. Should be a heck of a ball game. Good football team. They're playing very well right now. They've been getting out on people first quarter, jumping on, playing good defense, getting off on third down. Best running rushing defense in the league, and offensively they're running it very well. So they're playing good ball. We're both 2-1 and looking to get the next one. So, questions. Oh, I don't know. you make some, you don't make some. So we'll look to make more. Well, it's not. It's like something I don't really feel to sit here and describe for you. I mean, you guys watch the film. We got to do it better, you know. And we feel like we have the ability to be better. So we're just looking to work at it.
What was the biggest lesson you think for Derek? I mean, he played so out of character.
Yeah, I'm really not going to reflect much on backwards. I'm kind of looking to the Broncos and the challenges we have. Be happy to answer anything that you have regarding the Broncos and going forward.
You got a stud defensive player like Von Miller or like
one guy. Well, you have to account for, yeah. I mean, both these guys are special players. Von, really gifted. I know firsthand, having been able to coach him for those 3 years, he's a special player. He's a big time difference maker. I feel like Khalil's the same type of thing. They're both, tremendous football players. So you need to know where they are.
Vaughn ran that off season thing where they all the defensive players
met at
Stanford and they kind of went over their little secrets and this and that. What do you think about that? Is that great to bond with the other guys and sort of tell what you know? But do you want Khalil telling other guys how he does it?
Sure. I think they learn. I mean, they're all in that looking to sack the quarterback group. I mean, they're sharing information about their trade, their craft. Yeah, I think it's awesome they did that.
With both Vaughn and Khalil, have you seen those guys add tools every year, like add their skill set every year?
Yeah, there's no question. I think that's what happens with great players. I mean, the reason they're great is they continue to evolve, continue to develop, continue to work and refine their skills, and I think both these guys are tremendous at that. You know, they were good players the day they hit the league, but they both have really good work ethic. They really apply themselves, and develop their skills.
Similar styles in your mind, or how are they different?
They've got differences. One's a little bit bigger, but they both have the ability to have power, to have speed, to be effective as pass rushers. So I think Vaughn's probably the most bendable guy. I mean, I've seen him, turning the edge, about an inch off the ground, full speed. So he's got probably more rare bendability, and Mac probably has a little more power, but they're both really good football players.
What do you mean of Marquette start the season? Obviously, he's forced a couple months up consecutive weeks, but also just in other months as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some things that have been going very well, and I think that's part of it. The kicking game's been pretty solid. It'll be a challenge this week. They've got two really good returners, a good punt returner, a good kickoff returner, and so us kicking the ball well and being able to cover will be a big factor.
What do you mean for Cordero and Johnny, center role?
Yeah, they've done a nice job, and they're key for us. I mean, to have those guys be able to get down the field and force some fair catches, it's been big for us. Yeah, we'll see how the week goes. Expect them to do a little bit today, and we'll see how the week goes.
What are some of the differences that you've noticed in Trevor Siemian's play from last year until your starter season?
I think Trevor's doing a great job developing as a young player at that position. He looks more confident to me, more certain in his reads. And they're running the ball well, which always helps a quarterback, But he's done a nice job with them. He's accurate, smart, and it looks like he's in command of their offense. Yeah, pass rush and coverage go hand in hand and play good pass defense. So, we need to be a little tighter in our coverage and a little better with our rush. And when they go hand in hand, then you have the results you're looking for.
Denver, by reputation, one of the toughest road venues in the league, obviously. Is that legit? Playing there versus playing in another?
It's definitely legit. It's a great environment. It's all that, you know. You've got a good team. They got a loud crowd. It's a tough road game.
What makes divisional games different?
The familiarity a little bit. I think you end up knowing more about each other. So, you know, I know divisional games are hugely important. I think both teams understand that.
The significance of each divisional game, is that something that requires very little statistical presentation to your players?
We know division games are important, but there are some days when maybe statistical references are appropriate, and then other days where it's just about getting your mind right and getting ready to go compete.
Your receivers don't have the best numbers against the Broncos secondary. What do they do well against you guys?
They cover. They're really good. They're gifted. Akeem and Chris and Roby really come on. I think those three guys are as good as any three in the league. So, you know, very talented. A good pass rush in front of them, and they're real sticky. So, yeah, it's going to be a big challenge for us.
With Cooper in the draft, is this something you want to talk about, or is there a fear of getting in his head a little bit? Or is something how do you address that?
If I felt I could talk my way through it, I'd be yapping all over the place. It's not something I can talk my way through. He's just going to have to, you know, make a catch, do the work. And I believe in him. I believe he will. So, to me, he's one of our dynamic playmakers, and we need him to make plays, and he will.